Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Tuesday, October the 5th of 2021. And I am your host tonight, the Miracle Man, coming to you live from back here in Midland tonight, Midland, Michigan, where I live. And, of course, it's always awesome to be with you, wherever you may be tuned in, however you've tuned in, however you've found out about this program. I'm just so grateful that you've made that determination to stop whatever you're doing and tune into this program. Because, like I say, you know, whatever you may be doing, whether you're taking the kids to soccer practice, ball practice, band practice, you name it, practice, you name it, lessons, or you just at home, at work maybe, whatever it is you're doing, just so glad that you're tuned into the program tonight. And we're going to be continuing tonight in the Jesus series. It's Tuesday night, so we'll be focusing on one of the miracles tonight. It'll be where Jesus healed the paralytic. The one where, sorry about that, had a caller call in, but didn't get to it quick enough. Sorry about that. But as I was saying, we're continuing our message. We are continuing tonight the Jesus series. Tonight we're going to deal with where Jesus healed that paralytic, where he had multiple people carrying him in there on that mat. That's the miracle we're going to be dealing with tonight. And so I'm excited to get to that. If you hear any loud music noise, Tuesday night, so that means the band will be practicing, getting ready for another game. One's got a home game this week. And my hope is that the rain can stay away, because next Friday I won't be here. I will be at the conference in Tennessee. Am I sad about that conference? No. I'm not. I'm in no way sad about it. As for there being a home game, a Midland Chemical home game, happens. Sometimes that just happens. I'm excited about what God wants to do, what God's going to do at that conference. And so, like I said, that being said about the conference, there won't be any live shows on next Tuesday or Wednesday, as I will be there in Clarksville at the Holy Spirit Conference. As a matter of fact, I'm flying in to Nashville just a couple hours before the conference. So I'll have to go get to that hotel and get our stuff unpacked and then get to the church in Clarksville. And I am excited to see what God has for me. And not just for me, but for those who are attending the conference. Because my parents are coming with me. Hopefully my brother will be there too. And then we're going to go to Nashville for a couple days after the conference to spend a couple days there. And then we'll be coming back home. And so you know, it's amazing when you just, you know, let your heart know before God. You just talk to him. Let him know what you're thinking about. Let him know, you know, what's on your mind. Hopefully you don't have aught against him or whatever, but it's good to talk to him and ask him to help you with things as you go through life. There may be things that we may go to, that we might go through, that maybe we don't want to tell others about necessarily, but we tell God about them. You know, he wants to know. He does, because he cares about us. You know, cast your burdens upon Jesus. Why? He cares for you. He cares about us. And he wants the best for us. He doesn't want the worst for us. He doesn't want us to be downtrodden. He doesn't want us to feel depressed, suppressed, or repressed, or oppressed, or any other kind of pressed. No way. He wants us to be blessed. He wants the best for us. And so I loved how when Dr. Happy Caldwell was there on Sunday and he talked about what's going on, you know, on the day that we're living in. And he told us, you know, some of these certain things that are happening, God showed him, these things must come. These things must happen. And he said, these certain things are the beginning of sorrows. Now, the beginning of sorrows is before the tribulation period. When the church is removed from the earth, the tribulation begins. That's when the Antichrist can be revealed. The Antichrist cannot be revealed until the church is off the earth. Really? You're dealing with this right now? Yeah. Why? It was on my heart. I told you last night that over the next couple days, the next few shows, that I was going to be giving you some nuggets. Well, that Dr. Caldwell talked about on Sunday. So, hope that's okay with you. So, he said, those things may come, but these certain things don't have to happen to you. like COVID doesn't have to hit you or some of these other things that are coming on. You can pray them away from you. But that's not to say that we don't pray over our country. That's not to say that we don't pray over our president, that we don't pray over our governors, our mayors. If you live in a different country where they have a different system, your prime minister, your whatever you call your state, province, aerial city leaders. Because obviously in different places, they call them different things. But, you know, you have to pray for them. We have to pray for those who have an authority over us. The Bible says to, whether we like them or not, whether we voted for them or not. But just letting you know, the Bible says certain things must happen. Now let's talk about the harvest of souls. There will be, so after the rapture, there will be 144,000 different, evangelists that will be winning innumerous souls, too many to count. But these will be after the rapture. Because the rapture will happen first. You see, the rapture will happen first before that can happen. And I'm glad that Dr. Caldwell spent time on that on Sunday to explain, a few minutes to explain to us. Because it could be easy to have that idea, well, after the tribulation, there won't be any, there won't be any people, anybody to win souls. There won't be, that everybody will just go. Well, there will be 144,000 different, Jewish, maybe not all Jewish, but different, evangelists, winning souls. He didn't talk about the, where they line people up and ask them, are you a Christian? Yes. Over here, we're going to shoot you. Are you a Christian? No. Let him go. Are you a Christian? Yes. Get it. Are you? No. Let me tell you, listeners, if you are here after the rapture, if you do not make them at the rapture, and they come to you and ask you if you're a Christian, and you say no, you are going to hellfire forever and ever and ever and ever, where the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched, and where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. Man, Miracle Man, you're punchy early tonight. Yeah. I know, but they're just, want you to know what's going on and what the man of God said. And he talked about a few different things very briefly, like the global reset and that, but he did it from a biblical perspective. He explained that the true reset happens after the rapture. That is when the true reset takes place. The true reset. This stuff they're trying to do right now is like the precursor to it. Different things with currency and what have you. I'm not going to get into all that. He didn't even get into all that. All the different ways, all the different things that would be reset. Because that's its own thing. So I'm not going to take up all kinds of show time to discuss that. But I'm just not going to. There were certain things so far that it was said that Dr. Caldwell mentioned, that different pastors and prophets and so-called prophets that aren't really true prophets had said, some of which came to pass, others didn't. 1 year ago, I'd said, you know, there'll be a time where there will be empty, where stadiums across America will be empty. Well, we had that last year with the whole COVID thing. Are they empty right now? No. I was just in a stadium that I would say was, well, when you combine both sides, I would say about 55-60% full put together. If your home side is 90% full, we'll say 85-90% full, and the other side is 5%, that means that in general it would be like just over 50%. I would say it was like 60% though. These NFL stadiums, they weren't empty this weekend. That wasn't fake crowd noise. There were other things that have not come to pass. Like there was all these different prophets. I mean, all these different people who had prophesied that Trump would win. And which I won't get into all that, but just when you look at who's president right now, only one that he knew of, that Dr. Caldwell knew of, came out and admitted that he was wrong. Only one. That's all I'm going to say on that. That's it. So those are your happy Caldwell nuggets. Even though they might all be not all be happy nuggets, but those are the nuggets that I gave you tonight from Dr. Happy Caldwell. Happy's his first name. That's why I said it like that. So, with our normal evening announcements, number one, I want to mention to you the book. You can go online to riversofmiracles.com to find out information about the book, Rivers of Miracles. Again, that website is rivers, R-I, not Y, R-I-V-E-R-S, of miracles.com. And you can go to that website to find out information about the book, Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of the first 30 years of my life. It talks about how faithful, you know, I mean, it it chronologicalizes, you know, a lot of the different things that happened in my life. And I have to tell you, God has just been so faithful, and I love him so much. And he is just, think of all the different things. You know, healed me of seizures, healed my kidneys, healed me of cancer, healed me, made it so I could hear. Found the connection to my left ear, which they found in Chattanooga, Tennessee. By the way, that world-renowned doctor had left Chattanooga five years ago, went to another city and state. He went to somewhere out in Utah, but came back to Chattanooga. He's coming back to Chattanooga. Just announced yesterday, I saw that on the local Chattanooga news. And so, just saying, that's all. But anyhow, ultimately God did that. God made it. He used the doctors so they could do that. And it's amazing. God will use medicine. He uses doctors. He uses nurses. He uses surgery. So I don't want you to get into this thing of when you get saved and accept Jesus that you're just supposed to be anti-doctor, anti-science. No, there's good doctors. You know, there's good science and that God uses. Amen. But God healed me of those different things. And I know I'm going to see the rest of what I'm believing God for come to pass. Because Jesus is not a partway healer. He's not a partway healer. No, he is not a partway healer. And I'm so thankful for that. So go online to riversofmiracles.com. Let that book be a blessing into your life. Hallelujah. The other thing I want to mention is our PayPal account. You can go online to paypal.com to find out how, I mean, in order to sow a seed into the Miracle Man show. This show has been a blessing. I would love for you to sow a seed into the Miracle Man show. Whatever seed you sow goes into keeping the program going. Amen. And when you go to paypal.com, in the search bar, you will want to type in Rivers Shukla. Rivers Shukla. Again, that is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S, and Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Keep in mind that there is a space between Rivers and Shukla, number one. Also, keep in mind that the R in Rivers and the S in Shukla are both capitalized. So just keep that in mind as you're typing in to sow your seed so that it goes to the right place. And, of course, I want to see you. I want to see you get blessed. And in order to get a return on your giving, you know, you have to plant that seed somewhere. Just tithing, all that tithing alone does is rebuke the devourer. That's all you're doing. And, of course, you're bringing God the tithe, which he requires. You know, if you want the protection of God on your life. When you bring the tithe, you're fulfilling one of his requirements. So, the verse I want to sow into you tonight is, give, and it shall be given unto you. Press down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. Amen. Amen. So we're going to get into some worship. And then we are going to get into the word of the Lord tonight. You're the light, you're the cloud that guides me. You're the truth, you're the Lord, you're the way, you're the light that goes in the, I'm coming to you. And I'll leave it all behind. I'm running to the light. And I feel inside me. Everything I trust in you, everything is well. You're the love, you're the light, you're the cloud that guides me. You're the truth, you're the way, you're the love that guides in my heart. I'm running to the light, then I leave it all behind. I'm running to the light. You're the love, you're the light, you're the cloud that guides me. You're the truth, you're the way, you're the light that fills my life. I'm running, and I'll leave it all behind. I'm running to the light. Lord, I want more of you. Living water rain down on me. Lord, I need more of you. Living breath of life, come fill me up. We are hungry. We are hungry. We are hungry for more of you. We are thirsty. Oh, Jesus, we are thirsty for more of you. We are hungry. We are hungry. We are hungry for more of you. Oh, we are thirsty. Oh, Jesus, we are thirsty for more of you. Lord, I want more of you. Living water rain down on me. Lord, I need more of you. Living breath of life, come fill me up. We are hungry, We are hungry. We are hungry for more of you. We are thirsty. Oh, Jesus. We are thirsty for more of you. We are hungry. We are hungry. We are hungry for more of you. We are thirsty. Oh, Jesus. We are thirsty for more of you. We lift our holy hands up. We want to touch you. We lift our voices higher, higher and higher to you. We lift our holy hands up. We want to touch you. We lift our voices higher, higher and higher to you. We lift our holy hands up. We want to touch you. We lift our voices higher, higher and higher to you. We are hungry. We are hungry. We are hungry for more of you. We are thirsty, oh Jesus, we are thirsty for more of you. We are hungry, we are hungry, we are hungry for more of you. We are thirsty, oh Jesus. We are thirsty for more of you. Oh, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. We lift our holy hands up. We want to touch you. We lift our voices higher, higher and higher to you. We lift our holy hands up. We want to touch you. We lift our voices higher, higher and higher to you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, we thank you, Lord God. The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, let all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light. Darkness tries to hide and trembles at his voice, and trembles at his voice. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. All will see how great is our God. Age to age, age to age you stand. Time is in your hands, beginning in the end, beginning and the end. A Godhead, three in one. Father, Spirit, Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God. All will see how great is our God. All will see how great is our God. How great. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. All will see how great is our God. He's the name. He's the name above all names, worthy of all praise. My heart will see how great is our God. He's the name. He's the name above all names, worthy of all praise. My heart will see how great is our God. Oh, yes. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. All will see how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. All will see how great is our God. He's the name above. He's the name above all names, worthy of all praise. My heart will see how great is our God. He's the name. He's the name above all names. You are worthy. You are worthy of all praise. My heart will see how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. All will see how great is our God. This sings, then sings my soul. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. How great thou art. This is my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. let's sing that again. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. Oh, how great thou art. This is my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. How great thou art. How great thou art. How great thou art. Oh, we love you tonight, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are a great God. You're not just a good God. You are a great God. And I thank you, Lord God. Our souls sang unto you this evening. Thank you, Lord God, that your hand is upon us tonight. You are with us tonight. It's great to serve you. It's great to be in your presence, to be wherever we are tonight, to be tuned into this program, to learn of your ways. We want to live the way you've called us to live. Do what you've called us to do. Be the best that we can be. And I take a moment right now on this Miracle Tuesday night to pray over anyone who needs a miracle in their life, whatever it is. Maybe it's something financial. Maybe it's something mental. Maybe it's something in their body. Maybe it's everything. Maybe it's all that. Maybe it's whatever it is that they need. I thank you that you meet them. You meet the listeners that have these needs. You meet them right where they are. Thank you that you start to work on these listeners. You do the work in these listeners that you want to do in them. Whatever it is, Lord, that you want to do tonight in these listeners, for these listeners. Thank you that you will do what it is that they're asking you to do for them in your matchless name. I claim that our bodies are healed, our minds are restored. I claim that we are blessed, coming in and going out, coming in and going out, coming in and going out, in the city, in the field, in the country, in the city, in the field, in the country. We're just blessed, and that we are healthy, we are prosperous, our minds are strong, our faculties are very strong, our recall is very good. And I just thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in us tonight, that these listeners are ready to receive of your word, that they're ready to focus. Thank you that they're ready to focus on you tonight, not on all the other stuff that's going on, but focus on you. And to turn their eyes tonight upon you. And I thank you, Lord God, for that. Now I make my confession over this program. And I confess, Lord God, that sponsors and partners come into this program from all over. A thank you for finances coming into this show. You bless the show, Lord God. A thank you for the increases of listeners coming into this program. Huge increases of listeners. And I thank you for the huge harvest of souls coming into this kingdom as a result of this wonderful radio program in Jesus' mighty name. Now, I want to have us do our confession. Why? Why would we do a Bible confession? We do our Bible confession here, the Miracle Man. I have came up with this Bible confession over the last few months because the Bible says we can have the food of our lips. That's why I've done it. That's why I do it. You should have some food on your lips. You know, whatever you say, you know, you should have some good confessions to say, because you make bad confessions, that's going to hurt you. You make good confessions, that's going to help you. Amen. So let's make our confession. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what the Word says I have. And I can do what the Word says I can do. This Bible is more than a storybook to me. It is more than a religious book to me. And it is more than a history book to me. Tonight, I am a believer. Therefore, I'm a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight. In the name of Jesus. Do you believe it? Amen. I believe it. Let's go to Luke chapter 5. Sorry about that. Just checking something real quick. Sorry about that. Let's open up the Word of God to the book of Matthew. Chapter 5. No, Luke chapter 5. I'm sorry, Luke. I got Luke. Don't open it up to Matthew 5. Open it up to Luke 5. Sorry. And let's go to verse 12. And we're going to look at a couple of different miracles that Jesus did. Actually, you know what? So you can get an extra idea of Jesus' healing, let's go to Luke 4, verse 38. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to skip the first 11 verses of chapter 5, and we'll go to 12. 5:12. So put a bookmark right there in Luke 5:12 and go back to Luke 4, verse 38. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you to follow along. Don't just sit there and be a spectator. Yes, participate. No, don't spectate. Amen. Be a participator. All right. Luke 4, verse 38. Let's read. Jesus left the synagogue and went to the home of Simon. Now, Simon's mother-in-law was suffering a high fever, and they asked Jesus to help her. He bent over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. She got up at once and began to wait on them. When the sun was setting, the people brought to Jesus all who had various kinds of sickness, and laying his hands on each one, he healed them, all of them. I just threw that in there. He healed all of them, not some, all. He healed all of those people. Verse 41. Moreover, demons came out of many people, shouting, "You are the Son of God." But he rebuked them and would not allow them to speak, because they knew that he was the Christ. At daybreak, Jesus went out to a solitary place. The people were looking for him, and when they came to where he was, they tried to keep him from leaving them. But he said, "I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God to the other towns also, because that is why I was sent." And he kept on preaching in the synagogues of Judea. Now, move over with me, please, if you would, to the book of Luke chapter 5, verse 12. You know, there's two sounds a teacher, Bible teacher, likes to hear. One is pages turning in the Bible. Hopefully it's the Bible, not the Reader's Digest. If you heard Dr. Barclay back like 20-some years ago, you know this. There's two sounds that a preacher loves to hear. One is pages turning in the Bible. And the other, checks being ripped out of checkbooks. That's pretty funny, Z, isn't it? The idea there's two sounds that a pastor likes to hear. Pages turning, checks being ripped out of checkbooks. Verse 12 of Luke 5, NIV. While Jesus was in one of the towns, a man came along who was covered with leprosy. When he saw Jesus, he fell with his face to the ground, and he begged him, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said. "Be clean." Immediately, the leprosy left him. Then Jesus ordered him, "Do not tell anyone. Go show yourself to the priest." And offer the sacrifices that Moses commanded for your cleansing as a testimony to them. Yet the news about him spread all the more, so that crowds of people came to hear him and to be healed of their sicknesses. But Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. Verse 17. Now pay attention. One day, as Jesus was teaching, Pharisees and teachers of the law who had come from every village of Galilee and from Judea and Jerusalem were sitting there. Oh! Jesus couldn't go to any synagogue anywhere to do miracles without the Pharisees and Sadducees being there. Just a side note. Verse 17 again, without that. One day Jesus was teaching the Pharisees, teachers of the law, who had come from every village, Galilee, Judea, Jerusalem. They were sitting there. And the power of the Lord was present for him to heal the sick. In other words, you know, there was a healing anointing there. There was a healing anointing there. Verse 18. Some men came carrying a paralytic, or you could say a paralyzed person, on a mat and tried to take him into the house to lay him before Jesus. When they could not find a way to bring him in because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and lowered him on his mat through the tiles into the middle of the crowd, right in front of Jesus. When Jesus saw their faith, he said, "Friend, your sins are forgiven." The Pharisees and the teachers of the law began thinking to themselves, "Who is this fellow who speaks blasphemy? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" Jesus knew what they were thinking and asked, "Why are you thinking these things in your hearts? Which is easier, to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise up and walk'? But that you might know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." So he said to the paralyzed man, "I tell you, get up, take your mat, go home." Immediately he stood up in front of them, took what he had been laying on, and he went home praising God. Everyone was amazed and gave praise to God. They were filled with awe and said, "We have seen remarkable things today." Amen. So, the end of chapter 4, you had all kinds of different people coming to Jesus. All these people wanted to be healed. First you had Simon's wife's mother-in-law in the house, in the bed, with a high fever. He laid his hands on her. The fever left. After that, they went to the crowd, and many people were brought who were sick. All kinds of sicknesses and diseases there. All kinds of them. They were all healed. And Jesus didn't stand there and say, "Oh, you have this certain virus. Oh, so I'm not going to, oh, you have this ailment. I'm not going to, or could spread it to someone else. I could." No. No. He touched them and healed them. He healed them. He healed their bodies. Right there. Demons came out of people. Jesus told the demons not to speak. He did not allow the demons to speak. The demons knew that he was Jesus. Demons know. In case you didn't know that demons know who Jesus is, demons know who Jesus is. They know who he is. Yeah, they do. They know. Wanted you to understand. They know. So, in chapter 5, verse 12, he sees a man who's covered with leprosy. And, of course, leprosy is considered to be very contagious. In fact, back in that day, you know, they had leper colonies. There were places where people would be that all had leprosy. And they were not to leave the colony. If they ever left the colony while they were still infectious, they were to yell out, "Leper, oh, stay away from me. You'll get you can catch leprosy. Leper, stay away." This guy didn't yell out, "Leper." By the way, this guy was covered with leprosy. In the city, crying out, "Leper, leper, leper," like he was supposed to. He said, "Lord, if you are willing, make me clean. You can make me clean. Are you willing?" And Jesus tells him, "Sir, I'm willing. I can heal you. Go ahead and be clean. Go ahead and be clean." He told him, you know, don't go in. You know, don't go, don't tell people. But news about Jesus healing all these people went viral. It spread so fast that people would just keep coming. They keep getting healed. They'd be getting healed. They'd be getting healed. And more people came to be healed. But Jesus would withdraw. He would go to solitary places so he could have prayer time. Then all you have the Pharisees coming. And the power of the Lord is present for him to heal the sick. Or as I said earlier, there was a healing anointing there. Let me talk to you about this. Sometimes I can be in church, at Living Word Church. And there should always feel like there's some kind of anointing, you know, when you're in a spirit-filled church. But sometimes that anointing is just so thick and so strong and so powerful that, you know, you can't help but feel like, "Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus." And let me talk to you. Let me tell you something. The anointing is the presence of God. And the presence of God is the anointing. It's that simple. Someone said the power of God was there to heal the sick. That meant there was anointing. There was anointing for Jesus to heal sick people. The power of the Lord was present. That means the anointing was there, a healing anointing. Man, these men come, they're carrying a guy who's paralyzed. And these people were crazy. They brought a paralyzed man, and they could, and some of them had to be thinking, there's no way to get in here. Sorry, sir. Sorry, Bobby. We'll just call the paralyzed guy Bobby. Sorry, Bobby. Just trying to think of a different name here. No, well, you will say a name that's, sorry, Bartholomew. Sorry, Bartholomew. Sorry, Bart. We can't get you in the traditional way, you know, through the door. They're thinking, let's see if we can try some other means. They dig a hole in the roof, lower Bartholomew through the mat, bring him down on the, get that him down there with his mat in front of Jesus, in front of all those people. And some of these people in there had to be like, what just happened here? Oh, and you can imagine the Pharisees, some of these Pharisees and Sadducees were just super mad. Like, what are those people doing? So crazy. They're like, are you sure they were careful? Why did they? The reason why they brought him down through the roof, they were desperate. They were desperate. They wanted him healed. They wanted Bartholomew to not be paralyzed anymore. And so he says, your sins are forgiven. Of course, it makes the Pharisees mad. So, like, is it easier to say your sins are forgiven or say, get up and walk? Jesus is like, why do you think that? Why do you think of these certain things in your hearts? And he tells that paralyzed man, I say to you, get up off that mat and go. He gets off. He stands up. He leaves with that mat. And leaves, praising God. And he is just so thankful to God. He was thankful to God. And obviously the people there in that synagogue, that house, that church, they were shouting. They were happy. They were so glad to see him healed. If I had witnessed something like that, I wouldn't be sitting there being jealous. Could be. I wouldn't just sit there and being jealous, being like, well, he got his. Where's mine? No way. I'd be cheering. I'd be shouting. I'd be believing God. That man, the manifestation is mine in the name of Jesus. Amen. And obviously they were expecting God to move. these people were with him. And him too. I'm sure. He wanted to be healed. He wanted for himself to be healed as well. Of course. I'm for sure of that. I don't think anyone who's paralyzed just... I don't think anyone who's paralyzed just wants to stay paralyzed. In fact, I highly, highly, highly doubt that they would want to stay paralyzed. I would think that they would want to be healed. I really would think that they would want to be healed. And so that man, it could have been so easy, those four guys who had Bartholomew, could have been easy for them to say, well, Bart, we tried. There was no way in there. The place was just at capacity. Completely at capacity. No way to get even through the door. I didn't want to say packed because in my mind, something can be packed at 80 or 85% of capacity, but you could still possibly find a seat, still find, you know, a way to get him in. Sounds to me like that was a full house. You know, Jesus was teaching, of course, it's always a good thing if the house was full. It means people are hungry. It means people want to receive from the Lord. That's one of the things I hope for with Clarksville at that conference next week that I'm going to be at. I hope that that place is jam full. Not only that, I hope it's full of people who are hungry. People who are believing God for different kinds of miracles, healing miracles, you know, demonstrations, revelations, manifestations, illumination, demonstrations, and divine deposits from the Holy Spirit. They'll be ready to shout, worship, and dance, and just have a Holy Ghost time. And, of course, I'm expecting God to move on my behalf. And I think the reason that paralytic Bartholomew got healed, he was expecting God to move. He was expecting to be healed. Did they know that they would have to bring him down through a roof? No, they didn't know that they'd have to bring him down through a roof. They had no idea. They did not know whether or not, you know, they'd have to bring them down through the roof or whatever they'd have to do. They just didn't know. They weren't sure at all. But they did trust in the Lord. And he got his healing. He got what he was believing God for. Jesus said, whatever you ask for in prayer, believing, you shall receive. Yes. And you can, and if you can't be at that conference in Clarksville, you can go online to marktbarclay.com Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, Wednesday night, Thursday morning, Thursday night, Friday morning, Friday night, and stream that conference. Well, I can't be there in person. That doesn't mean you can't sit there wherever you are and expect God to move. The anointing doesn't go, okay, I can only, the anointing isn't like, well, I can only be in that building. It comes through a computer screen, a phone screen, TV screen. That conference could be going on in Clarksville. And you could be on a far-reaching part of the land down under of Australia. Like down at the bottom somewhere on some desert island. And you could get your miracle that you've been believing God for. Whether you've been believing God for a day, a week, a month, a year, 25 years, 30 years, 50 years, however long you've been believing. And you could see that thing manifest right there. But you got to be expecting that God will move. You've got to have faith that Jesus will do what he said in his word. And I'm believing God for this conference. And so, let me just check the clock real quick. Sorry about that. You're just checking. I was just checking the cuckoo clock really quick. But so I wanted to give you a few things, you know, that Jesus said about healing. You know, a few verses. One of them is, I am the God that healeth thee, your healer. Basically the same thing. I sent your word and healed your disease. That's one. Another verse. He took our sorrows and he bore our sicknesses. He bore them on the cross for us. You know, when he died on the cross and shed his blood for us, that's what he bought. He made it so we could be free. We could be healed from sickness and disease. We could be healed from it. And number three, this is a good one. I really want to give you. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. What's that mean? What that means is, you know, when he died on the cross and shed his blood, he paid the price for our sin. And then it says, with his stripes, by his stripes, when he was getting beaten, all those different stripes, we were healed. We were made whole. As time goes on, I'll give you more different healing verses that you can stand on as we do these miracle teachings right now on Tuesday nights, as we are continuing on in the Jesus series, in all the different teachings of Jesus, parables of Jesus. And as well as the miracles of Jesus. And I think after the conference, I'm going to do a teaching on what did Jesus do for me? All right. Heavenly Father, thank you for this word right now. Thank you, Father, for this word, that we would get this word in our mind, in our soul, in our heart, and that we would live for you the way you want us to. And now I make my and now, Lord God, I thank you for you healing our bodies. I take authority over all sickness and disease in these listeners' bodies. Pray that arthritis leaves right now. Cancer, go. Pneumonia, leave right now. Diabetes, leave. Colds, flus, whatever they are, whatever they're called, leave right now. COVID, leave right now. You have no right in these bodies. And all these other different conditions, blindness, deafness, autism, Down syndrome, neurological diseases, all these different sicknesses and diseases have to leave our body right now. And I command health to flow. Put your hands on certain parts of your body right now and begin to call them well. Stomach, I call you well. And that's even if they do feel well right now. Continue to call them well, whether you're feeling well or not. Put your hand on certain parts of your body and call them well. Stomach, I call you well. Back, I call you well. Legs, I call you well. Feet, I call you well. Neck, I call you well. Eyes, I call you well to see. Abs, I call you well. Hands, I call you well. Heart, I call you well. In the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus' matchless name. Amen. Until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.